From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday morning disparaged the appointment of a special counsel to investigate his campaign's links to Russian interest in last year's presidential election, calling it the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. However, later in the day, the president said he respects the appointment of a special counsel to investigate his campaign's links to Russian interests in last year's presidential election. At the State Department on Thursday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson came to President Trump's defense.
I think the people in the rest of the world do not have the time to pay attention to what's happening domestically here. They are more concerned about what they see happening in the relationship with their country and what we are bringing to address these very serious challenges that are affecting all of us.
This came one day before Trump embarked on his first foreign trip to the Middle East and Europe amid questions of whether the U.S. leader has lost his credibility and leverage among some foreign partners. A red Honda sedan mounted the sideway and traveled for three blocks at high speeds before hitting pedestrians at Times Square earlier today. An 18-year-old woman was killed and 22 additional people were injured. Mayor Bill de Blasio spoke to reporters after the incident.
Obviously, we know the times we're living in, Marcia, and we know it's a dangerous moment in history. The second I heard it was Times Square, I knew that there was a tremendous police presence. But as we've learned more again, there's no indication this was terrible.
Police have identified the driver as 26-year-old U.S. citizen Richard Rojas. He has had a history of arrests for driving while intoxicated. For more news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA. The U.S.-led coalition has conducted airstrikes against pro-Syrian government forces near an area where Syria, Jordan, and Iraq intersect. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb explains the interaction.
According to a U.S. defense official, these pro-Syrian government forces were in an established deconfliction zone. I was talking to Major Josh Shake. He's a spokesman for U.S. Central Command. They are the ones who are conducting operations inside the Middle East. And Major Jakes told me that they came within this 55-kilometer radius around Ataf Base. Now, Ataf Base is where the U.S. is training hundreds of Syrians.
Local media have reported the strikes caused casualties and destroyed a number of vehicles. It is unclear whether Russian troops were operating with the pro-Syrian government forces at the time of the attack. The White House has notified Congress it intends to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. At a news conference at the State Department with Mexican officials and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Mexican Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray said Mexico welcomes the renegotiation of NAFTA.
We've been informed all along the way, at each and every step of the process of sending the notice that happened today by the USTR's office, by the Department of Commerce, and by the White House. And let me say something else. This is something that we very much welcome, and this is a development that we've been waiting for quite some time. It's good news for Mexico.
Renegotiation of NAFTA was a key promise of Trump's during his presidential campaign when he frequently called the treaty a disaster. China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which is also referred to as ASEAN, have agreed to a framework for a code of conduct in the South China Sea. It is a development that could ease tensions in the disputed waters. China's foreign ministry said senior officials from ASEAN and China agreed to the framework that establishes guidelines for a final agreement. China claims ownership to nearly all of the South China Sea, believed to be a source of vast oil and gas deposits. The issue escalated in recent years as China followed a strategy of constructing artificial islands in the sea that can support regional military facilities. Fans of American baseball have a new way of watching games. Major League Baseball announced Facebook will carry live games each Friday, starting with Colorado at Cincinnati this week. The Facebook package of 20 games will use the broadcast feed of one of the teams involved. The baseball commissioner calls the deal really important in terms of experimenting with a new partner in this area. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.